Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Kim Ravita of Kim Ravita Coaching, and today is Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Ravita. I'm coming to you today from my studio outside a suburb of Boston, Massachusetts, so you might hear my Boston accent every now and again. And I'm excited to bring this show to you. The goal for the show is to give you a place to experience and to learn how to live your best life in a way that is pleasing to you, to everyone involved, and as authentically as you can, so that you have more joy, happiness, and satisfaction in your life. And before we begin the show today, I'd like to take a moment to thank my executive producer for Life Coach Radio Network, Russ Terry. He created an amazing community of over 40 coaches. I call it his movement. He's brought together a number of amazing coaches, and we have the privilege of broadcasting on three networks, Life Coach Radio Network, Life Coach Chat Channel, and International Life Coach Radio. And I've had the pleasure to be a part of Russ's movement since 2013, and it's a pleasure to participate in this community. So if you're wanting to check us out, you can check our website out at lifecoachradionetworks.com. So if you're new to the coaching world, you might be asking yourself, well, what's coaching? We get a lot of that. You know, well, what are you a coach for? Are you a softball coach? Are you a hockey coach? Are you a tennis coach? And it's a great question because it's still new industry and it's booming and it's exciting. So briefly, coaches help people reach their potential. Coaches help people to live their best life in joy and happiness in whatever manner that means to them. So whatever will make them happy. We're not here to tell people how to live and what to do. We're there to support their goals and help them reach their potential. And coaching follows a certain process, and it allows people to tap into their inner purpose and passion and connect with the outer goals and strategies that will bring about extraordinary and substantial results. Coaching helps shift the energy, often from negative to positive, so that the client achieves amazing results and gets what they want out of their life. So let's, before we begin talking about our exciting topic of Do You Love Money, I'd like to give you the call-in number. So if you'd like to join, please call me at 646-716-9397. So if you'd like to join in and make a comment or share, dial at 646-716-9397. So just a little bit about me. If you've been listening to Life Coach Chat Channel, you've probably heard me there. And if you've been tuning in to my Wednesday Wisdom, second Wednesday of the month, you might already know a little bit about me. But if not, I am the owner and founder of Kim Ravita Coaching. I'm a lifestyle and business coach, and I work with women business owners, and professional women to, as Sheryl Sandberg said, lean in to their careers while living a satisfying life. I help them have more overall success, fun, and enjoyment in their life. And I do many things for my clients, but some of the things that they tell me over and over again is that I help them find clarity, peace of mind, and empowerment so that they can let go of the guilt, crappy negative thinking, and that's their words, and excel in having a life that they feel they are leading rather than being led around. I'm also a profit-first professional, and what that means is that I help my clients make a profit first. We focus on steps and methods that will have them making a profit each and every month in their business right from the moment it's implemented. So as a profit-first professional, I have seen and heard many things as it relates to money, as you probably can imagine, which is why I chose the topic today, do you love money? So let me begin by asking you, do you love money? And I can just hear you screaming on the line as you're listening, saying, yes, 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 of course I love money. Of course I do. This is a strange question. Of course I do. And yes, it is a strange question. But when I ask my clients if they love money, they say, yes, they do. And remember now, I work with people to help them turn a profit, to make more money, to have more money, to keep more money. So then the next question that I will usually ask, because a lot of times they are in struggle and they're wondering why they don't have more money, why they have more expenses, why they can't pay their bills, and this happens in households as well. But when I ask them why they aren't making any more money in their business or why they don't have more of it in their lives, they say a lot of things. And I'm sure you've said it yourself too, or you've heard it. Because money is a charged subject, right? We don't want to talk about it. We want to tell people what we make. We don't want to tell this. We don't want to tell that. We don't want to tell them what we owe. But yet it's constantly being talked about sort of on the sly, sort of underneath everything. But one of the things that I've heard, and you might be, again, this is kind of a strange thing, but one of the things I've heard is that money doesn't like me. Now, it's interesting, and what exactly does that mean? Well, of course, me being a coach, I'm prone to asking probing questions, and so I've asked the people who have said that to me, well, what do you mean money doesn't like you? And so the response is, I never have enough. I'm always struggling to keep it, and it never seems to stay around long. I get I'm not good with money, or I'm not good at saving. I just can't save. Now, some of you are probably saying, I have no problem keeping money around. I don't have any problems with money. I'm good with money. I like to save. I always have plenty of money to do what I want and to pay my bills without having to do what I call the money monthly, what can I pay and what can I let slide shuffle. And so why is that? Why is it that some of us are great at money and some of us always just seem to struggle? So it's interesting because like other areas of our lives, we have patterns, habits, behaviors that drive our actions or our non-actions. And money is no different. We have archetypes that predetermine our behaviors and how we will handle things. We don't think much about them, so they are pretty much running on autopilot, and we usually just go with the flow, so to speak, and only begin to pay attention when things get painful. And so I see that we have a caller, so I'm going to bring the caller on to see if they want to comment or share, and if not, then I'll continue on and share a couple of thoughts with you. Hello. This is Kim. It's great to hear from you. Would you like to join live or are you just listening?
At the moment, I'm just listening.
Excellent. Okay. So if you do want to ask a question, I'll come back to you and maybe you can join in our conversation. This would be excellent. Thanks. So another thought I'd like you to consider is how you do one thing is how you do everything. So therefore, how you do money is how you do everything. And we'll touch more on that in the call as we go through. So I'd like you to do an exercise with me. And I'm a call to action type of person. So if you're like, oh, and I hate exercises, this one I think you might like. It's called the value of money. So if you can, get out a piece of paper, and I'd like you to put at the top the value of money. And then underneath, write what I value in my personal life. And I'll repeat that. What I value in my personal life. And then just take a few moments and jot a few things down. Now, if we were to do this one-on-one, I would have you jot at least 10 to 15 things down, but you probably won't have that time. So just jot a few things down. And then I want you to look at what you wrote. And then let me ask you, where is money? Is money at the top? Is it at the bottom? Is it not even on? And I will share with you, again, when I've done this with my private clients, I have had clients who haven't even had money on there. And then when they recognize that it's an exercise called the value of money, they usually chuckle and say to me, oh, my God, wow, it's not even on there. And it's okay. It's all great because now this is an awareness. So if money is not a value to you, then you can't expect to make and keep it. And so what you can expect is to stay in your money chaos and continue to feel the stress and anxiety around money. Now, I get the argument that, yes, but I value my spouse, I value my family, I value my work, I value my relationships, I value my pets, I value my health. I get a lot of that, and absolutely, which is why we usually do 10 to 15 things on that list. But if we're not valuing money, and yet it's so important and such a hot topic, and people have a lot of issues around it and a lot of fears and a lot of concerns, and they usually want more. How, if we're not valuing it, will we get what we want? So a lot of times looking at why it might, may not be there or why it's at the bottom. A lot of times people put it at the bottom and they're afraid to value money. And again, it's a charged subject. I understand that we have a short amount of time to be able to talk about this, but I hope you'll walk away with looking at money in a different view, in a positive view. So why it might not even be on your list is there may be a limiting belief that you shouldn't have money. You shouldn't value money, that money is evil, that wanting more money is bad. You may have made a mistake with money once and just assume now that you're just not good with money. So if you weren't good at it before, you're not going to be good at it now, so why even bother? Or you may make interpretations about your money that continue to keep you from valuing it. And all this means is that you have a money story that is not supporting you. And we have money archetypes, which are working against you instead of for you. And I'll talk a little bit more about archetypes as we go. So one key point to remember is valuing money does not take away from your other values. And if you're not sure about what your values are, it may be key to take some time to figure them out. Because knowing your values is another important element of being in alignment with yourself and creating what you want in your life without stress, struggle, and anxiety. When we know our values, it helps us to be true to ourselves and create the life we want. So as a brief example for values, if you say you value your family and spending time with them, but you're at work 24/7, are you really honoring those values? And the short answer would be no, because you're not spending time with them. You're taking time away from them. So knowing your values helps us to be true to ourselves, and it also helps us make decisions, decisions that keep us on the path that we want to go, to build a strong relationship with your family, to spend the time, to designate working hours and stick to them, because you know that by doing that, you're honoring the value of your family. Now, if you're over there thinking, oh, boy, I don't know, I thought I knew my values, or I have no idea, I have a worksheet on my website that you are welcome to download. It's free. It is at kimravita.com/values-worksheet-sign-up/. Now, that's the hard way. So you can also just go to my website at kimravita.com and go to resources and click the resources button, and you'll be able to find the values worksheet and download that. And take some time to go through it. If it feels uncomfortable, if you have a hard time with this, it might be a place for you to discover more about your values and having some coaching on it or talking to a close friend who you trust. so that you can really set your feet, if you will, your foundation with those values and carry those into your daily life. So the concept about how you do one thing, example, how you do money, is how you do everything, you might not feel that you are worth it. You don't deserve to have money. You aren't smart enough to do, quote-unquote, money well. There are lots of reasons. But basically, they're around personal boundaries, beliefs, mindset, and self-worth. And so as you do one thing, you tend to do just about everything. And if you're not honoring, respecting, and valuing yourself, you cannot expect others to do the same. So you might be thinking, okay, I'm starting to get it now. Maybe that's why I haven't gotten the promotion, the new job, the clients, the love of my life, the best friend. Because only when you honor, respect, and value yourself are you honored, respected, and valued in return. So the stretch thought might be that I'm going to offer you is valuing money is how you value yourself. You are saying to the world, I value me. And so earlier I said it was a charged subject, and I'm hoping that you can now see, perhaps, that as you value money, you value yourself. And as you value yourself, the rest of those values are being honored. And so ultimately, money is not a bad thing. It's our thoughts around it, the behaviors, how we treat it is what often gets us caught. So if I can leave you with one thing, I would love you to shift your view on money a little bit, but I also would love you to begin to value yourself. So I mentioned personal boundaries, beliefs, mindset, and self-worth often hold us back. Put roadblocks in their own way. And that's essentially sabotaging themselves because they don't feel worthy or they don't feel valued. And I've heard a number of things. I've heard I'm not good enough. Well, who do I think I am? Oh, I'm such a loser. I don't deserve it. Not good enough to have money. Who do I think I am to want money, to make good money, to charge that? I'm such a loser. I'm not good with money. I never seem to have any money. I can't balance my checkbook. I always make a mistake. I don't deserve it. And I don't deserve it is going to take a whole nother show because we have so many feelings around deserving. And going back to the value, once you start valuing yourself, you will start to shift that thought if you're having that at all. And so all this reinforces a person's self-worth, that they aren't valued. And this is a story that they continuously tell themselves. And we all have stories. Some are good, and some are not so good, and some are what holds us back. It keeps us, our story keeps us from valuing ourselves. So if you're telling yourself the story that I don't deserve it, or I'm a loser, I'm not good enough, you're perpetuating that belief, and you operate from that place. So things become more challenging. Maybe you do make money, but then you give it away or you lose it or it's gone. However it goes, you might buy lottery tickets. You might pay a bill that you had from a previous time. And you had a ton of money and now you don't. But yes, you don't have that bill anymore, but you didn't keep enough to be able to increase your savings or retirement or financials. When we say yes, when we want to say no, because we don't want to disappoint others, that's a boundary issue. And I mentioned personal boundaries. And a lot of us say yes because we don't want to say no and hurt somebody else's feelings. We don't want to disappoint others. and we give too much because we want to be liked. We want to be valued. But the difference is that when we value ourselves first and not look to others to provide us with that value, we all of a sudden let go of the resentment. We feel really good about ourselves. We take the steps that we want to take in order to increase our wealth. When we say yes, we really mean it, and we're all in. I'm sure many of you have had, or maybe not, you know somebody who constantly said yes, or said yes and then wish they said no. And what usually happens is there starts to build resentment. And then that resentment is going up against that inner being that we all have, that little voice that wants to be valued but isn't feeling valued. And so the inner voice is saying, yes, I want you to be valued, I want to be valued, but the outer portion said, yes, I'll do that for you, and then is saying, why did I say that? I wish I didn't say that. I don't want to do it. And then the energy around that is negative, and it's pulling you down. And so with that, will you give your best? More than likely not, because you don't want to do it. But then when you do say yes and you're all in and you're excited and you want to, you're not only giving your best, you're going above and beyond without even trying. And so there's where that value comes in, where you're valuing yourself and you're valuing others. So some people think, well, that's selfish. I have to put others first. And again, that's another charged subject, and that's another subject for another show. But when we do not put ourselves first, and I'm not saying in a selfish way, like I'm taking my toys and going home type of thing. I'm saying in an honoring way, in an valuing way. And I share this all the time with my clients, and they laugh when I go to say it, is when you fly in an airplane, what do they tell you to do first in an emergency situation? Put the mask on yourself, because you cannot help another person until you have helped yourself. And it's so basic, and if you've flown a lot, you hear it, you kind of goes in one ear and out the other, but it is really a great analogy, metaphor, thought, action to really hone and get good at, because when you value yourself, you value so much more and you receive so much more. So, again, like I said, it's interesting what shows up when we do this exercise. People are valuing their friends, their family, their coworkers, honesty, professionalism, peace of mind, structure, flexibility, fun. Yet they're almost always in constant struggle or resenting or aggravated with the people in their lives. So are they really valuing them? Do they have the peace of mind if they're constantly filling their world with stuff? Do they have the flexibility if they're so busy that they can't even take time to go get a haircut or go to a physical or go to the gym to work out? Are they really having fun? If they wanted, really, really, really valued all of that, they would take the steps to have it in their lives. So remember, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if areas of your life are a mess, chances are other areas are too. So even though this subject is about money, I wanted to bring in a little bit of that aspect so you could see how things aren't necessarily different, the same, just in a different area. And so once you begin to see it, it begins to open the box, if you will, taking the top off, looking out and saying, okay, I said I value money. And some people do, believe it or not, put money right at the very top and value money, but yet then they take action steps that go against that. And so then what is that? And again, it's the beliefs, it's the habits, it's ingrained things, it's, you know, something your parents always did, so you do it. And what was right for your parents, any financial advisor will tell you this, what was right for your parents is certainly not right for you. What is right for your neighbor is certainly not what is right for you. I teach group exercise. Some of you know this already. And in my classes, I am known to say we are unique and specially made. We are like snowflakes. There is not one other person who is exactly like us in our thoughts, in our feelings, how we behave, in our actions. Even twins, as similar as they are, have their own thoughts, have their own feelings. Perhaps similar, but it's their own. So taking a look at your life and what you want and seeing how valuing money relates to valuing other areas of your life. And then hopefully you're getting a better handle on the value of money and its relationship to your entire life, not just the financial aspects, which of course are important, but in order to stop getting in your own way and sabotaging yourself so that you can go forward and create a new money mindset that supports your value, your new value of money, which I would hope that maybe after this show, you'll think about that for the next week and come up with a new money mindset. And for some of you, you might need to figure out what your money mindset is right now, and that can be challenging. So think about how you've been handling your money and asking yourself, is this my way or is it a learned way? And just being aware of it, you'll all of a sudden be saying to yourself, oh, wait a minute, that's what my mother did, or that's what my father did, or my sister taught me this, or I learned that in a class. And that's great. So now you know. And now you can say, is there a better way for me to do this? And it's just looking at those patterns, those habits, those beliefs, those actions that we take without realizing. A lot of people are just famous for just whipping out there, you know, oh, I'm, you know, here's a charity. Okay, great. And they'll donate to the charity, which is fabulous. And a lot of those people don't have money because they're so busy donating to other people that they all of a sudden become the charity. And so what is driving that behavior of wanting to donate to the charity? And for everybody, it is different. It could be that you just want to help. It could be that at some point in your life you needed that help. It could be that that makes you feel good. It could be any reason, because like I said, we're all unique and specially made, that our drivers are different from everybody else's. But what is it to you? So if you're looking at setting a new money mindset, I'm going to give you several examples that you might want to use or not. Just give your brain a chance to think about them and maybe get started. So if you normally say, I can't afford that, and that's the first thing that pops out of your mouth, because trust me, it might be, and you might be able to afford it 10 times over, but if you're saying, I can't afford that, whether it's true or not, you're in a negatively skewed thought pattern. And so maybe you'll change that to say, I can afford that if I choose to. You might want to say, I choose to use my money for things that I want and enjoy. If you're someone who says, oh, that's so expensive. That's so expensive. Oh, that's so expensive. Do a turnaround. Perhaps it's the same thing as I can't afford that statement in that I choose to spend my money on things that I like. Are you saying it's so expensive because you just don't want it? Are you saying it's so expensive because that's something that came out of somebody else's mouth, and so it's just a natural process for it to now come out of your mouth? What is driving that? That's so expensive, because let's face it, if you really wanted it, you'd have it. And that's why we have a lot of credit card debt out there. And not to sound like a broken record, but that's another story, another topic for another show. But what is driving that immediate, oh, that's so expensive comment? Maybe you'll think, I will be aware that money is an energy. I will pay attention to my money. I will pay attention to my money regularly. With my private clients, I have them track their income daily. Maybe you will say, I will pay my bills on time or early and enjoy doing so, knowing that I'm valuing myself. I will ask for help when needed. I will remain positive around my money. And then fill in whatever might resonate with you. I'm just giving you some examples to maybe get the juices flowing, to get the thought process happening. And if this all feels like a stretch for you, make sure you join me next month, because next month's call, we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about understanding your money archetypes, and it will help make it easier for you to value money and yourself. Because once you understand your archetypes, which are your drivers, your habits, your patterns, which you're starting to uncover today, and maybe you've gotten some insight today already, you'll then learn how to do a specific empowering money mindset for your top archetype that will align you to create a powerful money mindset, which will lead to positive, powerful money feelings and actions. So for now, I'd love for you to just take a look at your money mindset. Where is it? Where did you get it? Is it yours? Is it serving you? And then maybe take it a step further and find out your money story, and then do some turnarounds. So if you're constantly saying, I can't afford that, that's so expensive, I don't have enough money, do a turnaround statement. Now, that can be a stretch for some people, and that's not a problem, because we have a lovely preface to that, and it's more and more I am valuing myself. More and more I value my money. So by putting that more and more in front, it gets the brain thinking, because the stretch might be if you say I value money and you're not, then you might feel that you're not being in alignment to what you're saying. And some people believe in the fake it till you make it theory, and some people don't. So if you're somebody who can believe it, in the fake it till you make it, then by all means, I value money. I love money. And state it with conviction. But if you're someone who's, well, no, I don't know about that, then put that more and more at the beginning. So more and more I value money. More and more I pay my bills on time. More and more I reduce my credit card debt. More and more I, and then fill in the blank that fits you. So before we continue, I'd like to take a moment to share with you that Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Revita, Do You Love Money's podcast, is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing me on right now. So if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you will get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of service. So I'm going to spell that URL again. It's Audible, Audible, trial, trial, that's one word, .com/lifecoachradio, LifeCoachRadio. And so there's two books I'd like to recommend to you today that relates to our topic, and you can get these on audible.com. The first one is written by Mary Hunt. It's 7 Money Rules for Life, How to Take Control of Your Financial Future. And it's narrated, it's not narrated by Mary, but it's narrated by Joyce Bean. And a little about the book, Mary Hunt shows you how to master the essentials and get your money under control and prepare financially for the rest of your life. And another book, the second book I'd like to share, is The Total Money Makeover, A Proven Plan for Financial Fitness. This one is written and narrated by Dave Ramsey. It's the simplest, most straightforward game plan for completely making over your money habits, and it's based on results, not pie-in-the-sky fantasies. And both of these you can get for free if you sign up at our URL, which again is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. Now, both of these authors are amazing, and I read years ago Mary Hunt's Cheapskate Monthly book, and she has a great method, as does Dave Ramsey, for getting debt eliminated. I think Dave calls it, Dave might call it the debt destroyer, which I think is so cool because it really is like an action. You know, like what you say, how you say it affects what the actions are going to be. And both of them know their stuff when it comes to money. So don't miss out. Go and get your copies today and also browse to see if there's something else that you might like. There's a number of amazing titles. Like I said, there's 150,000 of them. So again, if you'd like to dial in, it's 646-716-9397. So just to recap before we continue, you want to take a look at where money fell on your value of money exercise, and you want to look at your money story and your money mindset and how it is affecting you today, both good and bad, because if it's good, then you can continue doing exactly what you're doing and maybe amp it up a little bit. And then you want to do a turnaround on your negative thoughts about I can't afford that, that's so expensive, being aware that money is an energy, paying attention to it more regularly, paying your bills on time. You know, a lot of people look at bills as a negative. Oh, that's a bill. Oh, I got another bill. Now, it's a negative if it's a credit card bill and you've already consumed the goods and now you're staring at a $40,000 bill. But if it is a consumable like your mortgage, let's say, your retirement fund, your health insurance, your cable bill, your cell bill, we look at it like, oh, I got to pay this. Oh, well, a turnaround to that is to be joyful and happy that you have these services that you use and love, because let me tell you, I've had this happen to a client who had to cut when she did her, when I do my Profit First Professionals, we do a financial analysis, and she realized her expenses were too much. She had to cut things, and she did it both for business and personal. Well, the business wasn't as challenging as the personal. She realized she couldn't afford some of her services, including cable TV. And she had to eliminate that, and that was extremely painful. So looking at your bills as, I wanted to say happy, but you're probably all going to roll your eyes and yell at me, so maybe I'll use a different word, as a positive, in that how great is it that you're able to have a cell phone that, you know, the smartphones, you can text, you can communicate whenever you want to, you can look up online, you have TV to watch shows, maybe with your family, going back to those values, if you value family, maybe you pick a TV show that you all watch together. The gym, you know, you're building your health, you're staying healthy, maybe you go with your spouse and you have spouse time together, you have your date at the gym. Looking at those bills as a positive. I had a client who, she bought a house, and it was a big stretch for her to buy the house, and she was so excited, she said, I am always going to pay this mortgage with joy. And she gave me the chills, actually, telling the story is giving me the chills now. I thought to myself, oh, my God, what a great mindset to have. So every month that came in, she sat down. She had a money date. So what that is she had like two, she got paid weekly. So she had 2 days during the month that she chose. One was, I think, the second Friday and the fourth Friday, and because that's how it worked with her money. And she sat down and she joyfully paid all of her bills because she was able to afford this house, and it made her feel really good. So, again, a lot of stuff is mindset. It's how we think about it. It's our habits, our patterns, our beliefs, the archetypes that are driving us. And having that awareness around it is so much more than getting great results. It's feeling in the flow. It's living a life that you love. It's feeling on top of the world, that you are taking care of you, and it goes right back to that value. So valuing yourself, valuing your money, is all really about that value. And so we look at value, you know, okay, I bought a pack of gum 10 for a dollar or something like that. And we look at that as value. And that's usually what where the value comes in. Like, oh, I went to Costco and I got a gigantic thing of toilet paper. Well, that was a great value. I got X for blah, blah, blah. Where if I went to the grocery store, we do a lot of comparisons. We do a lot of, oh, I got this, I didn't get that. We do a lot of pluses and minuses in our heads. And so when we say value, we tend to look at it in that type of viewpoint as opposed to value in, am I going to say that? I'm going to say esoteric, and I might be saying the wrong word, but in a sense of inner being, inner purpose, our life. And this was my very first tagline when I started in my business with fitness, and it was in life, your health is everything. If you didn't have your health, you don't have everything, right? You could have a ton of money and be able to get all these medical tests and help and stuff like that, but if you don't have your health, so we don't necessarily value something until it's gone. So if you happen to be healthy all your life and then you break a bone and now all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, that I can't get around on my own. I have to use these crutches. You value the fact that you could get around on your own. Now, sometimes we need to lose something in order to recognize that value. Finances, investing is a big topic. People don't want to part with their money today, but yet if you look, depending upon how old you are, down the road, when it's time that you were no longer bringing in weekly, monthly money, and you have to live on what you save, if you don't invest now, the value of your retirement won't be nearly as good as what it would be if you took the steps to invest, to create that nest egg. So your thought process is, too, around what you believe you can have or not have. A lot of us think, oh, I need all the money I can get right now. This is going to make some people really unhappy, but that is not true because we can each designate a portion to our retirement so that when we get there, we're not standing there in tears and freaking out because now we don't have the money to, we have to eat the cat food, which is expensive, by the way. So valuing you and your life and valuing your money are one and the same. How you do one thing is how you do anything. And so if you value yourself and you value life at each stage, even though you might feel like you're struggling and it might feel difficult, you don't have to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars, but take in just one step, $1, putting $1 aside. And I know some of you are rolling your eyes, but I've had a client who she was in such debt, she couldn't do anything, and she was so paralyzed, and she said, you know what, I'm not valuing my life. I'm going to value my life. And she decided, she looked at what she needed to get rid of, because people don't want like to get rid of stuff. They don't want to get rid of their cell phone. They don't want to get rid of cable. They have to have it. I have to have it. I also worked with another woman who she couldn't get rid of her internet because her son had to do his homework. Okay, he has to do it at the house. What's another option? So she actually got over her resistance, and she did. She had to because she was going to go bankrupt if she didn't start cutting stuff out. And she ended up coming up with a solution. He went to her mother's. He went to his grandmother's. And the beauty of that was now the grandmother got to see the son, the grandson more. And the grandson got to stay with the grandmother instead of going to after-school care. And he was able to get his homework done. So we get caught in that, you know, oh, well, I can't do this because, and we have millions of excuses or concerns or worries, and a lot of that goes right back to excuses, and we won't take the steps. But yet then when we do, when we're brave enough, and it does take some bravery to take that leap, look what happened. And so then what eventually happened, when the mother was getting home from work, she would go pick up the son at her mother's. The mother started cooking dinner because she was a single mother, and they had a family dinner together. And so she improved her relationship with her mother. Her grandson, the grandmother and grandson improved their relationship, and the family unit overall became stronger where it was pretty much scattered in the past. So by taking that monetary step to say, you know what, okay, I do need to get rid of this internet, and what is an alternative? Being a solution focused, putting the value of money in place created that nice family unit. So, my friends, if you can believe it, it's 12:45, so we have about 15 minutes left. And I'd love to share with you some other shows that are coming up over on Life Coach Chat Channel. Tomorrow at noon Eastern is Walk Your Talk with Leanne Parsons. And Leanne is always insightful, always energetic, always full of great information. So join her tomorrow, Thursday, October 9th at noon. And then at 8 p.m. on October 9th, we have Got Baggage? Let It Go. Leave It Behind in 2014. Come and join Ben Carter, Danica Tribel, and Tamara Cosley Robinson as they have an energetically charged conversation about simply refusing to bring the baggage that's been holding you back again and again. And that's on Thursday, October 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Life Coach Chat Channel. And I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know exactly what they're going to speak about, but I wouldn't be surprised if values showed up in that call as well, because that's what can hold us back. Both of these shows are going to be amazing. They're wonderful coaches. Again, they're part of our Life Coach Radio Network. And if you have time on your calendar, join them, call in, ask questions. And if not, remember, our links are live 10 minutes after showtime, and they're forevermore. So if you can't listen at our designated times, it's not a problem. You won't miss out. You can either go to our website and find the link, or Blog Talk Radio and search for Life Coach Chat Channel, and the archives will be there. Or if they're posted, I know some of you follow your show hosts, they're posted on their sites or Life Coach Radio Network on Facebook. You can just find them and listen to them at your leisure, which is super exciting and one of the great things about doing Blog Talk Radio. So next month, we will be talking more about the money archetypes. I did not have time to put everything in, and I didn't want to rush through because I wanted to make sure that I was able to be clear about the money archetypes and give you a clear overview of them. But I want you to begin, again, with your money mindset and just think about, you know, what is it going to be? Maybe write it down. Read it out loud to yourself, and then ask yourself, how does it feel? And if it's empowering, you're on the right path. And your inner being, you know, we talk a lot about inner critic and gremlin and that negative voice, but when it's empowering and you feel really good, that's your inner being. That's that inner being that's championing you and saying, yes, absolutely. So for the next several weeks, read it out loud in the morning when you wake up, during the day. Sometimes read it several times. Sometimes we need to be reminded. You know, I mentioned a number of times, habits. We keep going back into those habits. They're comfortable. They feel good. We're used to them, even if they're negative, right? We're used to it. Think about smoking. People have such a hard time with smoking. It's a habit. You know, and especially if they, you know or they need to, if somebody has had a lung issue and they need to stop smoking and the doctor has said, excuse me, if you don't stop smoking, you know, you'll be dead. And they have such a hard time. So, you know, it's a patterning. It's a thought process. And if you haven't been valuing your money and not valuing yourself, that's going to take a little time. And that's the beauty of it. Remember, folks, we're on a journey. It's not the destination. Well, that's great, sure, absolutely, but it's really the journey. You know, ladies, think about if you got married, the time leading up to the marriage or having a baby, the time leading up to having the baby, the excitement, going on vacation. We spend more time planning our vacations than we do planning our lives. And that's a horrifying thought, especially for a coach, but think about that. You know, we are excited. We envision it. We think about it. It makes us feel good. So it's not necessarily that we got to London or we had the baby or we got married. It's all of that leading up to, and then think about all the time you spend thinking back about it. You know, oh, when I was getting married, this and that, da-da-da-da. It's a journey. Our lives are a journey. So if you need to remind yourself to value yourself 100 times during the day, absolutely. If you're, you know, one of those types of people who it's in, you got it, you're locked and loaded, ready to go, great. You know yourself best. You know when you'll slack. You'll know when you'll make the excuses. But you'll also know when you're on point. So you want that to be your new mantra. You want to embrace it. And when the thoughts come up of, yeah, but, you know, valuing money isn't, oh, I don't know, oh, and start to feel icky, as it may, I'm not going to say this will be easy, I wish it was, but it isn't, pull out that mantra. Or ask yourself, you know, why am I feeling this? What thought is going on in my head? And then again, that same question, is it my thought? Actually, I didn't plan this, but as you go through your day, through your week, through the rest of the month, when you have a thought just pop into your head, ask yourself, is that my thought or is that someone else's? And just really quick, I'll give you a story. I had been driving, and there was a guy walking on the opposite side. So I was going down the street. He was coming up the street, and he was on the street on the curb. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe that guy's walking in the middle of the street. I had a few other words come into my head, but I won't say them on the radio. And then I thought, that's not even my thought. Where did that come from? Because growing up, when we were in the car driving, my parents would say, look at that person walking down the wrong side of the street. Isn't, you know, that's dangerous. Isn't he stupid? And so, or comment or something like that. And yes, it was dangerous. But for me, he wasn't bothering me. He wasn't in my way. Unless he jumps out in front of my car, right? Then he's going to cause me a problem. But why did I all of a sudden have that thought? It was a programmed thought. So we're walking around with a lot of program. Oh, I can't go to a financial advisor because, you know, they're going to cost me money. Well, yes, but they're also going to make you money. They're going to make your life valuable in the end. You're going to get value from it. Oh, I don't want to go to a personal trainer. They're going to make me work hard. Yes, 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 absolutely. But then you're going to be healthier, fitter. You're going to be happier. I could go on, and I won't. But is it your thought? Question that, because that's the root. Because if it isn't, then get rid of it. Take a new thought. Go right back to that money mindset. You can change your mindset no matter what it is. Definitely from negative to positive. So if I leave you with one thing, it is just looking at the value of yourself in a new light, and the value of money, looking at money not as evil or bad. Greed is what often gets us thinking and feeling bad about money. And those aren't thoughts that we necessarily need to take on and embed into our psyche, but are they already embedded there? You know, like I said, your habits, thoughts, behaviors are the archetype drivers, and we can challenge those that are holding us back. Knowing what they are extremely helpful in opening our minds to a new way of doing. So again, notice what comes up when I say it's good to value money. And if you're feeling resistance, explore. What is causing that? What are the thoughts, the beliefs, the habits? Did someone tell you that you shouldn't love money, that money was bad? Did you have an experience where the outcome wasn't positive? Look at it and how it holds you back from enjoying the life you want and making and having the money you want and need to do it. And those of you with children, I'm sure you want to send them to great schools. Well, in order to do that, you need to value money to be able to have the money, to invest, to have it for them. So again, I know I didn't share any of the specific information about the archetypes, what they are and how they work. And again, that's because there's so much information. And next month, we'll be talking about the money archetypes, and you'll learn more about them and how they relate to money and how they're holding you back and what and how they are supporting you and what you can do to have them support you. So we have exciting stuff coming up next month. And if you haven't already gone to my website at kimrivita.com, please feel free to download your free values worksheet. If you have a comment or question or you want to share anything, you can drop me an email at kim@kimrivita.com. It's private, so only I will see it. If you'd like to connect with me on Facebook, it's facebook.com/kimrivitacoaching. And I'm on Twitter at Kim Rivita. You can find me on LinkedIn and Google+. I'd love to connect with you. I also wanted to share a quote with you before we left. And it's from Mark Twain. And it says, "The lack of money is not," excuse me, I'm giving you the wrong quote. "The lack of money is the root of all evil." So again, it's from Mark Twain, and it is, "The lack of money is the root of all evil." And so I will see you next week on Life Coach Chat Channel on October 15th with Bob Hetzel and Gina Goldfarb, and that's at noon. And then again on Life Coach Chat Channel at noon on October 22nd with Connie Rogers and Gina Goldfarb. And, of course, our exciting show for the month of October, which is the second Wednesday of October. Second Wednesday of November, and that's November 12th. And that one you'll definitely want to be on with me because I'm going to give you a nice offer for a free gift. And we'll talk about the money archetypes, and you'll get to learn more and more about those archetypes. So you'll want to make sure you're with me, so you can take advantage of that. And if you'd like to suggest a topic for Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Rivita, please feel free to send me an email with a subject line of topic to kim@kimrivita.com. It's been a pleasure to be your host here today on Life Coach Radio Network, and I hope you have a wonderful week, and I hope you'll come up with a wonderful money mindset to begin valuing your life, yourself, in your money. This is Kim Rivita for Blog Talk Radio, Life Coach Radio Network. Goodbye.